You're listening to The Coffee Hour. I'm Andy Bates.
I'm Sarah Golseth.
Many folks are headed to Washington, D.C. to prepare for and march for the March for Life, the National March for Life, taking place in Washington, D.C. We're going to talk about that and life ministry here at the Lutheran Church Missouri Synod in just a moment. Thanks to Concordia University, Wisconsin for supporting The Coffee Hour. Find out more about Concordia University, Wisconsin at cuw.edu.
Live uncommon.
Joining us today, Deaconess Dr. Tiffany Maynor. She's the Managing Director for LCMS Office of National Mission. Covers areas of life ministry, family ministry. There are probably about 12 more. Worker wellness.
Yeah, a lot of mercy work that we do.
And also you hear from time to time on Friends for Life, podcast you can find here on KFUO, the KFUO app as well. Welcome back.
Thank you. It's always such a joy to be with you guys in the studio and you know, here in January where we get to talk about life things. And that's one of, you know, my very deepest joys, getting to serve the church and help people confess God's gift of life.
And one of the ways that we celebrate that gift of life and speak on behalf of many who maybe don't have much of a voice, have an opportunity to speak about life issues, is the National March for Life. And I know there are some state marches as well. We'll talk about that in a little bit. But folks are loading up, gearing up. Many are probably loading up on buses now to head to Washington, D.C. for the March for Life, which is taking place this Friday, January 24th. So there's a long history. This is what, 51st year? Is that right?
It is. Yeah. So pretty much everybody younger than me would have had a chance to go to a March for Life sometime in their lifetime. Of course, people older than me can too. But yeah, Marches for Life have been happening nationally in Washington, D.C. for a long time. And now the state march movement is growing as well. And the Lutheran Church Missouri Synod, I mean, we've got people who've been involved for a few decades, but as a group, you know, officially being a part of it, you know, we're well into our second decade of marching as the LCMS together in the National March for Life in Washington, D.C.
So what typically happens at a March for Life in Washington, D.C.?
Well, this is a big one, right? So there's of a few hundred thousand people, you know, nothing like hanging out with a few hundred thousand of your closest friends.
Mm-hmm, yeah.
There's a lot of people, a lot of other Christians, even unbelievers who are there and marching for life. And there's a lot of other activities and events surrounding it because so many people do go to Washington, D.C. So, well, one of our recognized service organizations, Lutherans for Life, has a youth event, a conference that's kind of before the march, and then they march, and then they're after the march. And so that's, you know, a fantastic event. But then, you know, with all these other activities going on with groups there, they're all there for Friday, where we have a concert, a rally, and then this march that's about, I don't know, mile. It's a little longer this year, maybe a mile and a half march through the main thoroughfares of Washington, D.C., where we're making this very large public confession that God has created life. So you know, that you hear that from the stage at the rally and people carrying signs. As for us as Lutherans, you know, our day starts at a divine service at a local congregation across the river in Virginia at Emmanuel in Alexandria, Virginia. Pastor Christopher Esgott, who's one of the vice presidents of our synod. And so we start together, receive our Lord's mercy in the word and sacrament in the divine service, and get to have communion together and to pray together. And then we take some buses, some motor coaches, and they drop us off. And we, you know, that's where we meet up with all the people who were at the rally and the concert. And then as we march, as we walk along, and this truly is a walk among friends, you know, brothers and sisters in Christ, certainly other LCMS Lutherans. But we, you know, we're carrying signs, and on the back of them, they have the words to hymns, some responsive readings this year, some psalms that we'll be praying together as we walk. And so it's, you know, meant to be this really peaceful experience where the elected representatives, these policymakers and legislators can see, look at all of these people who believe that life begins at conception and also that we honor life all the way up through natural death. So we aren't, you know, we're hoping to convince them that they shouldn't buy into the lies that abortion is a good thing for women because it's not. And that physician-assisted suicide is merciful. It's not. So it's this confession of what life is to the public and their news broadcasts that are happening there. And so That's also some of the media connection through the March for Life. So the organizers call it the largest human rights demonstration in the entire world. Because we are talking about, you know, human rights that, that God has given us to live, that when he has created us, that we should be able to live our lives as he has so ordered them and numbered our days.
And certainly speaking on behalf of those who may not have a voice or have an opportunity to speak about these issues that are important.
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah. So, you know, sometimes the phrase people will have or, you know, write on their signs is, you know, being a voice for the voiceless, for these infants, for people who might be dealing with disabilities, and for people at the end of life as well. So it really is focused on beginning of life. It was created, the March for Life was created in the days following the Roe v. Wade decision, but it has become so much more than that, a confession of all of life.
I understand President Harrison, the Lutheran Church Missouri Synod, has been invited to speak. Tell us a little bit about that this year. He's one of the speakers at the march, right?
At the rally. Yeah. Yeah. So, you know, I mentioned this concert and rally that happens before, and it's in the mall, which is not a shopping mall, but people probably can envision, right? In Washington, D.C., if you've ever been there, it's this big open grassy area that extends from the Capitol all the way to the Lincoln Memorial. So it's several miles long in and of itself. And this rally occurs, and you know, you've got a few hundred thousand people. I think the largest was 500,000 people one year. Mm-hmm. That was about 6 years ago in 2019.
I said that one.
Were you at that one?
Yeah.
So you've been at the biggest one. Yeah.
That was a good time.
So, you know, so President Harrison will be on the stage speaking to, I don't know, maybe 250,000 people this year. And he's going to have a representative from every single one of our LCMS districts. So district presidents. And then some district presidents couldn't go themselves. So they have appointed someone, maybe it's a vice president or the life coordinator from their district. But they're going to be on this stage in front of all these people. President Harrison will speak very, very briefly because they have a lot of speakers on that stage. And then they'll lead the entire group in prayer and sing the doxology. So this is the plan at the end of the rally. And so then they'll kind of, you know, kick us off into the march itself. So this is the first time President Harrison's been invited. He's very well known in the pro-life circles and pro-life movement. And they invited him to have this very prominent position and to bring along all of our leaders as well. So it's very exciting. A big, big, big deal.
Yeah, that is very exciting. And I'm sure lots of planning has been going into all of this, all of the logistics that you've been involved in for quite a while to make this happen. It's very exciting. Why is it so important for the LCMS to have a presence at the March for Life every year?
You know, it serves several purposes for us. So there's the confession to the world and to other Christians, like, you know, hey, we are in this together, trying to help this American society who has, you know, in some ways forgotten about life being a gift. So, you know, there's that, this confession to the world, this connection with other church bodies in the pro-life movement, but it also serves as encouragement to one another, because sometimes, you know, we can feel in our everyday lives at work or, you know, on the college campus or at school, you know, we're the only ones, perhaps. It makes me think of Isaiah, right, who felt like he was the last remnant of Israel. And God said, no, there are thousands more that you don't see or you don't realize. And so that, you know, can hearten us. And so oftentimes my prayer for the people who come is that they'll leave so encouraged and really seek out ways in their community where they can make a difference for life, so that they have this opportunity to have an advocacy experience where we're advocating, you know, to the world, change laws, change policy, but also you as an individual get involved in the people in your community and their lives, because that is really where we can make a difference, is one-on-one and the people that we can care for, the women that we can show mercy to when they're unexpectedly pregnant, the families who need support getting through difficult times in our local communities. So that's the encouragement we have when we're there together at the march.
For the folks who are planning, LCMS folks who are coming to the march, who are planning to go to the march in Washington, D.C. for the national march, where can they find out information about meeting up with other LCMS Lutherans? And you mentioned Divine Service, things like that. Where can they find information about what's happening?
Oh, I'm so glad you asked that, because it's easy to get lost in the crowd, right? So,
yes.
Yeah, we have an opportunity to register, so you can let us know that you're going to be there. And then we send out communication about the meeting spot. And we have to do it sort of, you know, really close proximity. We don't know right now where we're going to be on Friday morning, And so we ask people to register. So you can go to the main LCMS website, lcms.org, and then /life. And on that, there'll be the links to sign up for the March for Life and register that you're coming. If you don't have time to do that, that's understandable. If you're, you know, goodness, already in Washington, D.C. And of course, smartphones make it easy to sign up. But you could also just come to Emmanuel Lutheran Church in Alexandria, Virginia, and then you can be with the group and go from there over to the marching location. But, you know, we do like to try and figure out a common spot to meet up. We try and meet up with that Lutherans for Life, you know, youth conference that's going on, Y for Life, and so we can all march together. So it's great if people can register and let us know their intention to come and by going to lcms.org/life.
And we mentioned earlier, there are other opportunities. If not going to the National March for Life, there are state marches as well that are forthcoming.
Yeah, you know, they're pretty much state and even, you know, local town and communities have marches all around the country. Some of them for 2025 have already occurred. We were earlier in January. But now since the Dobbs v. Jackson decision of the Supreme Court a couple of years ago overturned Roe v. Wade, state marches have really taken off, and there's a lot more happening in capitals, you know, that confession before the policymakers and the elected representatives. So a lot of state capitals have a march for life, and then you can make appointments to go in and speak to your representatives. And so we keep track of all of the LCMS participation, again, on lcms.org, and, you know, help bring people together so they can do those marches. So you can go there and look and see. And if you are part of a march in, say, your town or your state, and you go to our website and you're not listed, let us know, and we'll help promote that and help other Lutherans find each other so they can march together there.
How do we do that?
You know, you can just reach out to us via email, lifeministry@lcms.org. So pretty easy to remember.
Very good.
Life Ministry, all straight together, at lcms.org.
And the website to find those again, lcms.org/life. You can find out about the National March as well as some of the state marches on that website as well. Our guest today, Deaconess Dr. Tiffany Maynor, Managing Director for the LCMS Office of National Mission. Thank you so much for this update on the March for Life.
Oh, thanks for letting me talk about it. I love it.
You're listening to The Coffee Hour. I'm Andy Bates.
I'm Sarah Golseth.
At Concordia University, Wisconsin, we believe you were created for a reason, to use your God-given gifts to help others, to live a life of self-sacrifice in a me-first world, to live a life that's uncommon. Whether you're taking one of 50-plus online programs or learning with us in person on the shores of Lake Michigan, you'll be equipped to make an uncommon impact. Learn more at cuw.edu. Concordia University, Wisconsin. Live uncommon.